The 1906 earthquake that rocked San Francisco also had a big impact in Santa Rosa and the surrounding area. The same can be said for the apex of flower power in the summer of 1967. Eric Stanley is curator of the new exhibit at the History Museum of Sonoma County titled The Beat Goes On, Peace, Love, and Rock and Roll in the North Bay. He says it demonstrates that the vibrations from the summer of love in the city by the bay also rippled northward.
The common story for the North Bay is there's the summer of love and 100,000 flower children flock to the Haight-Ashbury district and then becomes overcrowded and they spill out into the great back to the land movement. And that's how the North Bay gets drawn into the scene. And I don't think that story does justice to the things that came before that. The North Bay played a more central role at different times in this whole countercultural movement.
This was an explosively creative time for both music and the visual arts, which intersected in the new genre of concert posters. And that's a central part of the exhibit.
One highlight is the very first psychedelic poster, which was the Charlatans poster from 1965, which is regarded by collectors as the beginning of the movement, so much so they call it the seed. So we have the beginning of that art movement there. And of course, a wonderful collection of the classic Fillmore and Avalon posters, Stanley Mouse and the other of those five great San Francisco artists who led the way there in terms of the poster art.
This is augmented, Stanley notes, by additional posters that document the fertile musical scene north of the Golden Gate.
All these venues like the Ark in Sausalito, the Barn in Rio Nido, and in the beginning in Cotati, and all these smaller venues, which I think even if the poster art isn't quite up to the same level as some of those other posters, they're amazing to get a sense of all the different venues that were here.
In preparing this show, which opened last weekend, Stanley also discovered an unexpected antecedent in Santa Rosa, which is also represented at the museum.
Santa Rosa had this beatnik or pre-hippie scene, which even when I first learned about it, I was like, okay, so there was a beatnik coffee shop. But in talking to people, it dawned on me that it was a little more significant than that because you had San Francisco. And there was this little tiny island in Santa Rosa, this one coffee shop. And then from there, there was really nothing until Portland. So it was an interesting link in the countercultural chain.
Also in the exhibit is a room that covers the rapid evolution of live concert sound systems. That's an area where our region played a leading role.
On the technological side, the development of concert sound and the wall of sound and the Grateful Dead's sound people and technicians and the huge role that they played in the evolution of music and how centered that was in the North Bay. It was surprising to understand how significant it was and how that developed.
Like the museum's 2014 exhibit, recalling the pivotal battle over the hole in the head at Bodega Bay, this is an exploration of some relatively recent history. Stanley says that's meant to be part of its appeal.
It's easily in living memory for a lot of people and just a fun topic. Hopefully it draws people in and connects with people. I think that's a great moment to do history when people still have that. And it allows the people who were there to share the stories with people who weren't there.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.